This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's Election Day, and President Biden and former President Trump each had a final appeal to voters in the run-up to today's elections.
President Joe Biden traveled to Bowie State University in Maryland to deliver his final appeal to voters.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it.
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Ohio for author J.D. Vance. He wrongly claimed the 2020 election was stolen from him. He also called on supporters to return Republicans to the majority in Congress.
The first step to saving America is winning an epic victory for Republicans.
On his arrival back in Washington, Biden was asked about the chances for his party.
I'm optimistic, and I'm always optimistic.
The Democrats win the House.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate, and I think the House is tougher.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Donald Trump is teasing another presidential run.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
That's former President Trump in Ohio last night, where he was rallying for a Republican Senate candidate. That big $1.9 billion Powerball drawing, it had to be delayed last night because a participating lottery had issues processing sales. We may see official results today. North Korea is denying that it's shipping artillery shells and ammunition to Russia for use in its war against Ukraine. North Korea is accusing the U.S. of lying about this. Trouble over the COVID restrictions in China. Police in northeastern China say 7 people have been arrested following a clash between residents and authorities over the COVID restrictions. Captain America star Chris Evans is People magazine's sexiest man alive. This is AP News. Now to a woman and a shark.
A Southern California swimmer is recounting her encounter with a shark.
I felt a huge, like a really hard hit.
Lynn Jutronich was resting in the water off the coast of Del Mar, California, north of San Diego, on her Friday morning ocean swim.
It hurt and it pushed me up and out of the water.
She tells KJTV,
I saw it clamp on my legs.
And then
it shook once, kind of like a dog, and then it let me go.
Fortunately, Jutronich had a friend swimming with her.
He saw the water agitate. He saw me kind of twist around, and then he saw the fin in the back of the shark.
He helped her back to shore, where lifeguards and emergency crews treated her and rushed her to a hospital. She's being treated for puncture and laceration wounds.
Surprisingly, I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know if I just haven't processed everything yet.
The shark is believed to have been a juvenile white shark known to swim in the waters off the Del Mar shore. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.